Her eldest daughter, Elizabeth, would marry the most eligible parti in Europe, King Philip II of Spain. A further sweetener provided a husband for Henry's spinster sister and Catherine's closest friend, Marguerite, who at the age of 36 had been considered practically unmarriageable. She was to wed Philip's ally, Emmanuel Philibert, Duke of Savoy, a hearty soldier with the unpromising nickname of Ironhead. No time was lost in arranging the weddings. Determined to show Philip that France remained undiminished despite her Italian sacrifice, Henry, although choked with war debts, had borrowed over 1 million écus to defray the setting out of these triumphs. A vigorous and robust man, he excelled at the joust, and had arranged the 5-day contest largely to show off his own skill. Both Henry and Catherine were, not surprisingly, disappointed when Philip, a widower since the recent death of the English Queen Mary Tudor the previous year, announced that he would not be coming to Paris himself. Characteristically, the punctilious monarch offered tradition as his explanation, saying, "Custom demands that the kings of Spain should not go to fetch their wives, but that their wives should be brought to them." Instead, the groom sent a dismal proxy, the severe soldier-statesman Fernando Álvarez de Toledo, Duke of Alba. With a rise of Protestantism in France gravely threatening both the king's authority and the country's unity, Henry had been compelled to make peace with Philip. Early in June, Henry had issued an edict announcing a crusade to rid his realm of the Lutheran scum, and while nothing much could be done until the departure of his august guests, he ordered the arrest of several prominent Protestants in Paris. Quickly tried and sentenced to burn at the stake for heresy, their seizure caused a considerable outcry, and a stay of execution was given until after the celebrations. The condemned men awaited their fate in the dungeons of Le Châtelet prison in Paris, while nearby, in the wide Rue Saint-Antoine next to the Château de Tournelle, they could hear the paving stones being pulled up to make way for the jousting lists and the building of stands for the spectators and triumphal arches emblazoned with the arms of Spain, France and Savoy. Heralds issued the king's challenge that His Majesty, the King of France, his eldest son Francis, the Dauphin, the Duke of Guise and other princes at the French court were to take on all comers. Sir Nicholas Throckmorton, the English ambassador, reported, "The king himself, the Dauphin, and the nobles do daily assay themselves at the tilt, which is like to be very grand and sumptuous." The Parisians loved a spectacle, but their expectations were confounded when Alba and his suite arrived on the 15th of June. Spanish fashions had always been austere, but their dark and mean-looking clothes left the French wondering whether a deliberate affront had been intended. A few days later, all this was forgotten when Henry welcomed his enemy of yesterday to the Louvre Palace. Emmanuel Philibert of Savoy came escorted by 150 men, gorgeously dressed in crimson doublets, matching shoes, and black velvet cloaks embroidered with gold lace. On Thursday, the 22nd of June, the 14-year-old Elizabeth of France married Philip of Spain, aged 32, by proxy at Notre Dame Cathedral. After the wedding, a primitive ritual took place. Elizabeth and Alba climbed into the huge state bed, each with one leg naked. As their bare limbs touched and they rubbed their feet together, the marriage was declared consummated. 6 days later, on Wednesday, the 28th of June, the jousts began. By Friday, the third day of the tournament, the weather turned hot and heavy. The Rue Saint-Antoine enjoyed little shade, and a large number of peasants had climbed onto the roofs of the houses to watch the king enter the lists. For weeks, the ladies and gentlemen of the court had been preparing their handsome and costly apparel, some wearing the entire value of their estates on their backs. In an attempt to dazzle at the celebrations, Catherine had ordered 300 lengths of gold and silver cloth from Italy for her gowns. Extravagant by nature,